Welcome, Monday morning, Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. My name is Tony Cicada, and of course, you can check out Good Morning Fantasy Baseball on Facebook. Just search Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. What we're going to cover today is how you can be successful in fantasy baseball this year without drafting a pitcher until round five. Got to be honest with you. This is not something that I set out to do. This is just not something that I would make a plan for, go after it, and tackle it. But it has worked out, I believe, in my NFBC 12-team draft. Let's get to how it all started in this draft. In the first round with a 12th pick, so I had the 12th pick in the draft. And what's insane about that is that it's the last pick in the first round. And the guy that lasted was Alex Bregman. I talked about it on an earlier podcast. If you guys are listening on iTunes, if you listen on Spotify, if you listen on Anchor, you can go and see the rest of the shows there and check them all out. I mean, 10, 15 minutes, most of the shows, some are definitely longer. You could check them out and get them caught up. And I talked about how Alex Bregman and a lot of the Houston Astros are actually undervalued because of this whole situation with the hits batsmen, people being afraid of, the sign-stealing people being afraid of. So Bregman is an absolute steal, and we talked about it. He's gone as late as 24. So when he dropped me at the end, I was going to draft him. Then it came to me, and I said, do I want to go two bats? Or do I put Justin Verlander here and go Bregman and Verlander? I chose to take the two bats and went Nolan Arenado. So now I got two good bats with great batting averages. Chance at 40 home runs for both these guys. But pencil them in for 35. Both going to get me 100 RBIs. And I'm stacked right there. Now, the one thing that I usually do is I like to get some balance when I'm early in my draft so you're not chasing anything, but I don't get a ton of stolen bases from those two, and of course, I have no pitching. So it goes all the way around and gets back to me in round three, and I take care of the stolen bases with Jonathan Villar. I'm looking for 20-plus homers and tackling 40 stolen bases for Villar, which he has been doing each and every season, and a guy still 26 years old. Then, as you pick on the end, you go around. Do I go back to the pitching? I go, no. I hold off, and I go with Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant is a guy that people are looking at, and he's falling down drafts, and the guy's going to hit 30 home runs. He's going to bat leadoff this year, so I will lose some RBI opportunities. Hopefully, the Cubs have been talking about hitting a hitter ninth, so Bryant can have some opportunities there and hitting the pitcher eighth. And that extra at bat, he'll be right there and run scored. He's going to have a good batting average. And even in an off year, by Chris Bryant's standards, he had 31 home runs. So I'm looking at possibly 110 home runs for my first three hitters, three out of my first four hitters. That is absolute greatness. Now you say, Tony, you got no pitching. What are you going to do? Well, I was hoping to God Yu Darvish and Noah Syndergaard would make it to me. Yu Darvish got selected, but Noah Syndergaard made it to me. He was my first selection in round five. We talked about Syndergaard at length in an earlier podcast as one of my targets this year. Syndergaard in his first appearance needed only 18 pitches, 14 strikes to breathe through two innings against the Astros. His fastball was 99 miles an hour, and we mentioned at length the catching situation there. Being an issue where Syndergaard prefers to go to the backup catcher and prefers to throw to him. But they're working it out. They're trying to get the catcher and the pitcher on the same page. And Syndergaard is a guy that I look to have a bounce back season. And I'm getting him in round five. And if everything goes right, he's a top 10 pitcher in the league. Then in round six, I get Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow is not a guy that I've owned on any other team before. Guy always had the promise, and of course the physical attributes are insane. It's 6'8", 6'8" for a pitcher. and 230 pounds, and now this guy's going to start firing 60 miles away from you. He was the fifth pick in the 2011 draft, and he's a guy that's basically a two-pitch pitcher, but is a strikeout pitcher, and he's trying to add to his repertoire in spring training. In his first appearance against the Tigers, he pitched a scoreless first inning. He did allow a hit and a walk, but two strikeouts. You look back to last year, and the strikeouts at 11.27, 2018, 10.96, an ERA of 1.78 in 60 innings. I think you're going to look at a 3.5 ERA from this kid. He's going to have the strikeout totals at 10 or 11. And the walk rate, got to keep that under control with Glasnow. But now I got two upside power pitchers there, and I did not select a pitcher into the fifth round. So I'm liking it there, but you can't win with two pitches, right? And I have the one speed guy, so I picked the guy that everybody's fascinated with in round seven, and that is Lewis Robert of the Chicago White Sox. We're talking about a guy with 20 home run, 20 stolen base potential. So I'm putting those stolen bases with Jonathan Villar. We have a situation where he hasn't played a game, but they threw a five-year contract at this kid. He dominated at every level he's played at the minor league level. I had to jump on him. And then I picked my third pitcher, which was Sonny Gray. Now, I'm not in love with Sonny Gray, but we've talked about this on an earlier podcast too. We're talking about a 30-year-old that seems to put it all together a little bit later than most guys do. He was the 18th pick, so he's always had promise in the league. Last year, a monster season, 2.87 ERA, a K per nine of 10.52, and he had 11 wins and 31 starts. And you look at Sonny Gray, you say, can he do it again, right? That's the whole situation. Can he do it again? Last year, he threw his fastball 47% of the time, which was up from his days with the Yankees at 35% of the time. His slider went up to 21% of the time, and the curveball 24% of the time. He saw a big influence there, and it's crazy. His fastball's in the 93-mile-an-hour range. 2016, when he was with the Athletics, it dropped down to 92.7. Sonny Gray is a guy that I think gets it a little later in his career. I don't think he's going to be outstanding. I think he has K per 9 of 9 or 10, and we're going to have a 3.5 ERA. To get him this late as my third starter, I'm happy about that, really happy about that. And then as we go further in the draft, and you say you got three pitchers there, ninth round, I took Franmil Reyes. I just love this kid. His ADP has him going in the 10th round, so I took him in the ninth round. We're looking at a guy that I think can hit 300 and hit 30-plus home runs. It wouldn't shock me at 40. He's only 24 years old. All you guys in Dynasty Leagues, this kid's a stud, and this is a guy that you want to absolutely latch on to. Then I picked my fourth starting pitcher in round 10, and that's Denelson Lamet of the San Diego Padres, of course, coming off injury. This is a kid that absolutely put it together when he came back and pitched last season. We're talking about a kid with a K per 9 of 12.95. The ERA was 4.07. Remember, control is one of the last things that comes back. His walk rate last year was 3.70. He's had a walk rate at triple A at 4.62 and a 3.38. I'm hoping that they can get down to 3.50, and then this kid will absolutely put up the numbers. So with those four pitchers that I didn't pick before round five, I believe I have four pitchers that my strikeout totals will be as good as any other team in the league. Now I'm going to have to take two closers, pretty soon. I'll probably go, the next time I come around, I'll go closer, hitter, and then closer, hitter. One of the guys, of course, that I've talked to you guys about is Joe Jimenez of the Detroit Tigers. Absolutely a guy I'll be looking to try to ascertain in one of those picks. So that tells you that you can still get strikeouts. You can still be competitive. I got a great offense, and my pitching staff absolutely like what I got as far as strikeouts go, and that ERA will be in the mid-threes. And I think that's in today's Major League Baseball and Fantasy Baseball absolutely something you can win with. So there you have it. Waiting till round five to get pitching. 12-team league with the 12th pick. That's how you end up. Tony Cicada talking a little fantasy baseball, making sure you guys have a plan when you come into your drafts and know, hey, if you waited on pitching, it's old school. But old school sometimes can still come on top. We'll see you Tuesday.